Repentance, godly sorrow, worketh what? Repentance, not to be repented of. Hallelujah. But the sorrow of this world worketh death. So let us be willing to do our repenting now. And if we do, God will send refreshing and revival and restoration, which will lead to the return of Jesus Christ to earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I end with this thought. Elijah cometh first. How say the scribes, Elijah must first come? Jesus said, Elijah cometh first. Who can tell me what comes after that? And restoreth all things. What did Jesus mean? Elijah cometh first and restoreth. It's the same word, all things. Now the word restore means more than just give back what we lost, though that is part of the meaning. But I want you to search this out when you have the time. The word restore in the original Greek means to turn away from man-appointed conditions. I want to repeat that. The word restore means to turn away from man-appointed ways and conditions. Guess what is happening today? The ways of man have crept into the church. We're doing things like David. You know, they're rejoicing that the ark is coming back, but they put the ark on a what? On a cart. And it was a new cart. The Philistines sent back the ark in a what? In a cart. But that's the Philistines' way. And David thought, well, if the cart is new, that's better than an old cart. But God never said the ark was to be carried in a cart. That's man's way. And when Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the ark, he was smitten with death. And David was disappointed. And that's what's happening today. We're doing things man's way and want God to bless. God's not going to bless what is not in line with his word and ways. And then David saw, we did not seek God after the due order. Because the due order was a sanctified priesthood must carry the ark on their shoulders. And judgment must begin where first? At the house of the Lord. And if we would judge ourselves, what will happen? And David did it the right way the second time. Oh, glory. The first time, oh, God blessed it to a point until the oxen came, stumbled at the threshing floor. The threshing floor is a place of breaking and crushing and separating the chaff from the wheat. And God is saying we must be corrected. We must come to our repentance and see we haven't always done things his way. So what did John the Baptist restore? He didn't restore anything as such, but he preached the rule of God in the human life, in the family, in the nation. And before the Lord comes, he will send Elijah. Now that's a vast subject to go into, and I don't claim to know all about it. But just as there was an Elijah to prepare the way for his coming, there is to be an Elijah to prepare the way for his second coming. And Elijah is a ministry of restoration that God must raise up to prepare the way for Jesus Christ, whom the heavens must retain until the times of the restitution of all things, which is turning away from the ways of man and submitting to the ways of God. Amen. Are we willing? Are we willing to say we have not always done the right thing? Amen. Beloved, that takes a lot of breaking. But I'm willing because, you know what? I have no axe to grind. I want to face up to the truth now. And God will reward us as he rewarded David. and the second bringing up of the ark. And how did that happen? Seven priests blowing seven trumpets prepared a way for the return of the ark. That's in Revelation. Seven angels are blowing seven trumpets before the ark Jesus comes in power and great glory. Hallelujah. Are we willing for the glory to come back? Where the ark is, the glory is. But the ark must be carried on the sanctified shoulders of a holy priesthood. And the greater glory will come for those who are reaching out for more of God. It will cost us to go this way. But we have nothing to lose. All we have to lose is the old nature, that the new nature will take full control over us. So, what is the restoration God is bringing about? The rule of God in the heart. And if we submit to His rule, then we don't have to fear anything. Man may kill the body, but he can't kill the soul. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening to these words. I have not answered all your questions, but I've given you as much light I have on the subject. The Lord wants to spit in our eyes. That's something good. He took the spit that we spat upon Him. But now He wants to spit on us, that we'll be partakers of His nature. And He wants to lay His hands on us a second time for a greater move of the Spirit than we've ever known. And I'm leaving this with you to ponder. And thank you for coming. And let's remember these words: repent, refreshing, revelation, restoration, and the return of the Lord. How does John end Revelation? With a prayer. What's the prayer? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come even now, Lord, and cleanse this temple. Remove everything that is unlike you, Lord. Spit in our eyes. Let your nature take over. That if you say go, we go, and if you say stay, we stay. And may we be an obedient people and a willing people in these last days. I need that grace from God, just as you need it. And together with God's help, we shall experience what happened to Mary. Let's read that as a closing scripture. Elizabeth was telling Mary something, and may it apply to us as well. I believe it's in the first chapter of Luke. And these words come to me as I am about to close here. Can anybody, Brother Allen, help me with verse 45? And may we take this verse to our hearts. Luke chapter 1 and verse 45.
And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord.
And now let's apply it to us. And blessed is the one who has believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told to us from the Lord. If God has given us His word, what does He expect? Faith or unbelief? Faith. And if we believe, we will see. David said, I had fainted unless what? I had believed to see what? Goodness of the Lord. in the land of the living. Let's doubt our doubts and believe that God has kept the best for the last. And God is about to cause our vision to be restored. He wants us to be restored. And then we're going to see everything clearly. Blessings on you tonight. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to come and share with you. And Father, may the words of our mouths and the meditation be acceptable to you.